Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur.
Bonjour to you, Abs.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. It's been a while since we've chatted, but we continue talking and talking about Africa, though. What's the latest that you can tell us?
Well, in Kenya, we've got the death or the murder and torture of Christopher Msando, who headed up the sort of computer section at the election. He was in charge of computerizing the results. So he's a very, very important figure. He went missing for 3 days. They've just announced the finding of his body. And that really gives rise to fears that the violence from 10 years ago, which, you know, left 1,500 people dead after voting then, of a return to that. They're very, very fearful. Of course, it's a hugely closely run race between Raila Odinga, the challenger, and Uhuru Kenyatta, the incumbent. And that, of course, has given rise to very, very nasty comments between the two of them. The one, Kenyatta accusing Odinga of violence or perpetrating violence, and the other accusing Kenyatta of planning to rig the poll. So it's on the 8th, that's next week. It's going to be very, very closely watched. And we hold thumbs that this important country in Africa can have a peaceful poll.
Mm-hmm. And, anything else to share with us?
Joyce Banda, the Malawian ex-president, you know, we all liked her very much because she sold the presidential jet and the limos. Although I have to say, I took a flight with her, or she was on the same plane as me when we went up for the African Union summit. And having a president on board an ordinary flight really made for huge delays and sitting on the plane and waiting. So I know Malawians saved money, but certainly took all of our time. But like 10 billion rand has gone missing in this Cashgate scandal, and it's what really upended her and causing her to lose the 2014 election. Well, she went into exile, self-imposed exile after that. She's currently in the United States doing some research. Now they say there's a warrant that the fiscal and fraud section of the police say that they've got enough to charge her with complicity in the abuse of office and money laundering. So that's bad news for Malawi, which is a poor country in Africa and suffers from climatic problems, but also the people are battling. So it's not a good story for Africa, I'm afraid.
And so Canada also opening their doors to welcome Africans then?
You know, they did. In the 90s, they opened the doors to the Burundians and the Rwandans who were coming out because of the genocide in both of those countries. And there's a community of 10,000 Burundians in Canada. And those fleeing now, the summary executions, the assassinations, the torture under Pierre Nkurunziza, are finding a place there. It really came to light, remember last week, that robotics team, the teenage robotics team that
went
to the United States, two of the six who went missing were seen crossing the border into Canada. So they obviously have been taken up there by the community, but the Canadians doing their very best to provide a new home to Burundians who've been forced to flee their country.
At least some out there are doing their bit to ensure that they're opening out the doors. But yeah, it's a discussion we've had many a times before, Jean-Jacques. You know, how much is enough and how much is too much? You can open your doors, but, you know, how much is too much?
Well, I mean, in Canada's case, you know, I haven't seen any kickback against it. Clearly, in countries in Europe, they worry that far too many migrants are coming in. As you say, it's an ongoing thing. Every single week we've spoken about it at least on one of the days. You know, the fact that when you use the phrase flood of migrants, people take exception, saying you're talking about human beings. You know, you can't use those kind of that kind of terminology. But the fact is there are so many who are seeking to get out of Africa, driven by being oppressed, being the victims of all sorts of things, but others, and many of them, driven simply by the need to get a better life, to get a better economic life. And there's less, the people of Europe certainly are less accommodating to those. In Canada, the case they made for the Rwandans and Burundians was a humanitarian one. I don't know how many economic migrants Canada would be prepared to take.
Jean-Jacques, always a pleasure chatting with you, my good sir. We'll chat again tomorrow morning then.
I demand.
Yeah, boy, yes, Baba. Thank you so much. Jean-Jacques Cornish with your latest coming out of Africa.